Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer and comedian, Emily Winter, and I have an update on my own ghost. So as you may know, I do not have many paranormal experiences in my life, regrettably. But I confirmed that a place that I had thought was haunted is haunted, and it's the only spirit I've ever seen. So back in 2018, I was visiting Pittsburgh for a comedy festival, and I was at the Abbey on Butler Street, and I was doing work on my laptop in the coffee shop area when I saw a nun in a full habit out of the corner of my eye, and I thought, that's weird that a nun in such a full traditional habit would be at a coffee shop in Lawrenceville. So I turned my head to check it out, and it was a woman in a yellow dress, like a young woman in her 20s. You know, it was a split second, and I had no corroboration, and so I don't consider it a great ghost story, but it's always stuck with me. So this past weekend, I was in Pittsburgh, and I went to the Abbey, which, by the way, I learned used to be a funeral home. And I decided, I'm like, okay, there's the bartender, there's the hostess, there's the waiter, there's the barista. I'm going to go ask the barista about this because I feel like that's the person that would sincerely tell you if a place was haunted. So I order a coffee and I was like, so this place is haunted, right? And she was like, yeah, hold on one second. And then she tells me all about the spirits that people have seen at the Abbey. People that work there have seen a man in a emerald green suit. It's a little bit of an old-timey suit, definitely out of place for the venue. But no one's ever spoken to him, but he's been spotted by different people. There's also a woman who cries in the basement, which back when it was a funeral home, was where they kept the bodies. So that kind of checks out. She didn't say anything about seeing a nun, but just to know that this place is haunted made me feel like my story was a little bit more real. Anyway, if you are in Pittsburgh ever, go to the Abbey. Go take a couple hours, bring your laptop, do some work, have a coffee, see if the nun finds you. What else? Oh, Pittsburgh was a blast. I got to throw my one-liner madness joke contest there, and it was so fun. The audience was crazy. The jokes were amazing. Really fun weekend. That's it. I hope you're doing well, and I hope you enjoy this episode with Alice Stanley. Have a great week. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have writer Alice Stanley. Alice, thank you for doing the pod.
Hi. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to talk about ghosts with you.
Me too. Are you like a spiritual, are you a person who has, yeah, you're nodding. Yes. So I'm like, okay, you got something. You've got. Okay.
I've just really from the moment, I don't know, I had consciousness, I've just loved spooky stuff and ghosts. Yeah. I don't know. I'm drawn to those ideas of the concept of there's sort of life after life.
Me too. I love it so much, which is why I do the podcast. But I also I feel particularly annoyed because I love all this stuff, but I have no gifts. Are people like, oh, you're so in tune? Or no one ever has said that to me once.
Okay. Really good question. I feel like there have been moments in life where I feel the most common thing is you're thinking about a person obsessively and then they text you.
Yeah.
I feel like I've reached out to people in my head who reach back. That's the closest thing I feel like I have to a gift. And it's honestly probably coincidence. I mean, I'm a realistic person. I try not to sound I'm bonkers, but I do just kind of want to believe all of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just okay, either there's a world where we're not connected at all. Spirituality is nothing. Or there's a world where it is. And I'm I'd rather believe in that world.
One is way more fun. Yeah.
One is way more fun. And also sometimes I feel the more emotional I am about the thing, the more likely it is to come back to me. When I'm I'm really mad that this person hasn't responded to my text.
Mm-hmm.
I think about it and then they respond right then. I'm I feel I did a little spiritual ping to you or something.
You absolutely did, because that does not happen to me. I will stare at my phone and be furious about not getting a text, and then like they just that's it. It ends there. So that is an amazing ability. And I'm excited to hear your ghost story.
Yes.
Hop right into it. Where does it
Okay.
take place?
Oh my gosh. Okay. It's the perfect location for a ghost story. I'll say before I even start, because I was always into like ghosts and spooky stuff, I always wanted to see one, but I was like, you can't make yourself see, I just may never see a ghost and I have to be chill with that. So I was working at a summer camp.
I
Yeah,
love this.
I saw ghosts. So like perfect spot.
Yeah, this is horror movie stuff. This is great.
It's fully horror movie stuff.
Where was the summer camp, and were you like a teenager?
Yes, so I grew up going to the summer camp in Michigan. Gorgeous place on Lake Michigan, super sweet, like by a dune, absolute heaven. And I went there from when I was like 11 until I became a counselor. And so I was a counselor. I want to say I was like 21 or 22 years old. It was like one of my last years of doing this counseling thing. I was a head counselor, so I lived in a head counselor cabin. And my co-counselor was off for the day, and it was daytime. And I was doing my hair in a mirror, and on the side of the cabin, there was like a big porch. And it's part of the rules in the camp that no campers can go on this porch. It's like for counselors only. Don't worry, there's plenty of porches for them.
Porches.
Porches everywhere, but like this one porch is like, that's for counselors. And it was also during beach period. And you're supposed to, every single camper goes to the beach during beach period. You're not allowed to not because the whole camp is down there. But so I was like up in the cabin doing some work, doing my hair in a mirror. And then in the mirror, I see that there's a girl on the porch. So I was like,
Oh my God, like a child.
yeah, like I just saw, like, I was like looking in the mirror, but could see through the mirror. I was like, okay, so there's a girl back there.
Oh my God.
So I was like, oh, that girl is busted. Not only is she skipping beach period, she's on the counselor's only porch. So I like turn around from the mirror and I look out to the screen door to the porch. I know this sounds fake, but it was like a girl, I think she was about 9 or 10, wearing an old-timey dress,
Oh my
like long brown hair, and like definitely looked like paler, I guess. And it's a small camp. Like there's only like, maybe 60 or 70 campers. And I knew every single one of them.
Right,
Because
right.
like this isn't
What of
so
my
it was
kids?
like, no.
Oh my God.
So I like immediately internally I'm like freaked out. And so I just like blinked really hard and was like, I've got to be imagining this. I look back up at the porch, she's gone. Like just gone. So I run out to the porch. No one to be seen. I like call out. I'm like, "Hello? There's nobody." Yes, dude. Okay,
This is amazing. Yeah, tell me more.
in my head, I'm not a ding dong. I'm like, "Alice, you've wanted to see a ghost your whole life. What did you imagine this? It's the middle of the day." But that was weird too, because I was like, I had a chill up my whole body. And I was like, it's like 4 p.m. in the sunshine.
Did you
It's
get the chill? It's like right now, actually, where it's 4 p.m. in the sunshine. Did you get the chill when you saw her in the mirror?
I got the chill after.
Yeah,
Like I
after.
saw her, it was like, whoa, like a whole like freaked out feeling went through me. So then I decide, even though I like want to believe, the logic part of me is like, who can say? That was like, the whole experience was probably like less than a minute. What are you going to do? So I kind of like put it out of my mind and be like, that was weird. Was it real? I'll unpack that later. 2 nights later, my co-counselor's gone again. It's her night off. And this time I'm in the back room of our cabin, which has like our beds, and it also has another screen door to the porch. And this time it's like 11 p.m. All of camp has gone to sleep. It's just silent. It's silent out there. And then I was looking at my computer on my bed. And then I got another huge chill up my spine. Like all my like hair just like was like I just felt so like something like cold, creepy, just unsettled feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I looked up and literally like 2 feet away from me, right, like face to face on the screen porch was the little girl again.
Oh my gosh. Oh yeah, my gosh. This is crazy.
I know. I know.
I love it. Wow, you saw her twice.
I saw her twice.
Your body knew before you consciously did.
Yes.
That is amazing. So and did so, you, yeah, so what happens after this? Do you tell anybody?
So I would say like one of the regrets of my life is that I waited so long to see a ghost, but when it happened, it was so scary. And I always thought like, maybe I'll make a ghost friend. It's like, I don't know. Like, but I was so scared that I literally just looked right in her face and I said, no. And then I looked down and was like mentally being like, no way. Like, we're not doing this.
Uh-huh.
I looked back up and she was gone again.
Oh my God. Okay. So but, what was like the expression on her faces both times that you saw her? Was she like trying to communicate with you? Was she angry? Was she just like blank?
Completely blank.
Completely blank. Completely I wonder blank. If she saw you, you know?
I know. She might not have seen me. She might have seen me. And I have no idea if this is like friendly ghost, not friendly ghost, or a ghost who just doesn't even care. But it was so scary that I had to just like bail so fast.
Did she, was she wearing the same outfit?
I think so. But in my head, yes, she looks the same. But now it's probably been like over 10 years, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so you're like, I think she was wearing old timey stuff again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I definitely recognized her right away. I was like, oh no.
Yeah. Oh no, the ghost.
Yeah. Oh, this old gal.
Oh my gosh. I wonder what era she was from. Old timey, not in like 50s, right? Like old timey in like 1800s, right?
Yeah. I would say late 1800s, early 1900s. Definitely. It was like a frilly dress that went down to her leg, like her knees for sure. And maybe some tights and cute shoes, a little like a Mary Jane moment, maybe.
Okay. Oh, so what have you, okay. So did you tell anybody else?
Okay, so I've definitely told people since. I obviously like don't tell the world, although this is a podcast, that's fine. But you know, a lot of people don't believe in ghosts. I recognize it sounds goofy or whatever, but also I'm like, I don't know, it happened to me. What does that mean? I'm open to a ghost being anything. A ghost could literally be a person who's passed away and their spirit roams the earth, all the way to like a ghost could be your brain misfiring. And my brain misfired in these very, very specific ways, although it's never happened before or since. So,
yeah, yeah. But so many, and yours doesn't, but I think it's cool that it happened twice. Like, so many ghost stories are corroborated. How do you explain that to, you know? But also, I believe in ghosts. So,
it was a Christian camp. And like, I think the like party line at this place was like, we don't believe in ghosts. Mm-hmm. So it definitely wasn't like I was eager to run around being like, who wants to talk about the potential ghost? I think I probably just kept it to myself and then like later shared it with people. I think there's a couple people from the camp I told and they were just like, I think being very polite, like interesting.
Yeah.
I definitely do not think it happened, which is fine because not everyone believes, you know?
So since you have been going to this place for like 11 years as a camper and then a counselor, do you look back and think that any other moments that you had there might have been haunted or creepy? Or like, is this the only creepy thing that's happened in that place?
It's so hard to know. I always had a very strong spiritual connection to the place, but part of that is because it was like, I don't know, a Christian camp. So it's like, you're thinking about God, you're thinking about life, like all that stuff. So I don't know if anything else was calling to me. I never felt scared there though, like ever, even though it was like pitch dark, middle of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my only time that I was scared.
Did you ever find out what it used to be? Yeah.
It had been like a camp for a pretty long time. And before that, the property, okay, I'm pretty sure it was either a school or just like it hadn't been developed yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the school makes sense if there was like some little girl school accident, who knows? I've looked it up. I've like Googled around like the deaths in that area and that space. I'm totally open to that. I kind of have a theory that's based on essentially nothing, but just for my brain, I decided I wanted it maybe to be true. I kind of think I've heard the idea before that possibly ghosts might be, who knows, they might be like the remnants of when you're dying, your spirit like goes places. Mm-hmm. Either when you're dead or when you're dying. So in my head, that camp is like so beloved to so many women. Mm-hmm. I could see being on my deathbed and like imagining myself as a little girl, like at summer camp, or at least in that area, like on that bluff, whatever. And so I was like, what if some woman was dying and she just like, she was imagining herself there? I mean, she would have had to have been like really old at that point.
I mean, I don't know. The outfit that you're describing sounds old timey, but not, I guess she would have still had to be really old, but could have been like the 40s have, or something.
Totally. Like 40s totally could have made sense, actually. Or maybe it happened.
I love
or
that.
Maybe it's like, I don't know, maybe it's like horcruxes where like a piece of your soul like splinters out or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like the time element trips us up as human beings, but it's very different or something. I don't know. On the other side, time is not the same. So her dying, you know, 60 years ago might hit you 20 years ago or 10 years ago or whatever.
Right. Like, I don't know, time travels in different in ways that we can't possibly comprehend. I mean, I've seen Interstellar, you know.
You've done the research.
I've done the research. I've seen Interstellar, so I understand ghosts.
So with all this information and then having this experience now removed from the ghost, are you still afraid to see a ghost, or would you love to see a ghost?
I would love to see another ghost. Calling all ghosts, I'll take it better. I feel like now that I've seen one, I'm like, okay, I feel like I could be calm and like deal with it. Although I did tell my friend's mom this story once because she had seen a ghost and her friend was like, yeah, right, mom. But I was like, I believe it. It sounded so scary. It was like clearly like a really scary experience. And I was like, I've seen a ghost. And I told her and she was like, oh, that was a demon. Like a
what?
Yeah, she was like, oh, demons famously come to you as little girls and try to trick you so that you like become friends with the devil. And I was like, okay, this is a lot.
Okay, maybe that's true. But then also like, what about the dead little girls? Like, what about the real girls? You know?
Right. What about the dead little girls?
That's who I'm looking out for. We have to give them a chance.
Know,
oh man. Right? So you would do it, but you might be a little bit hesitant.
I feel like it's so easy for me to say now, like, okay, if I saw another ghost, I would handle it well. Like right. I would like try to communicate with the ghost and be like, what do you want? If anything,
yeah.
Can you even see me? But like, it's also knowing that I already did it and kind of like was too afraid to at all like go there. I'm like, that could happen again. I don't know.
Yeah, it could happen again. But also, don't you feel like when you're 22 or something, I feel like I'm the same person, but also extremely different. So I don't know.
Oh my
God. Grow up.
You know what it's like? It's like when you random pull, but like, if you ever go back and play like a Nintendo 64 game, mm-hmm. you're like, these graphics are really bad. But at the time you were like, they were really good.
Yeah.
And that's how it is when you think about your 20s. You're like, at the time, I really thought it was something. And now the graphics are pretty bad.
That is how I feel when I go. I'm also Midwestern. When I go back to the Midwest and I eat at restaurants that I thought the most amazing restaurants. Sorry to be like a whatever coastal elite little bitch or whatever. But also, I've just had better food. Even if I lived in Chicago or Milwaukee, I know what good food tastes like now and I know where to get it. And like then I was like, have you tried this Papa John's pizza?
Yes, it's so true. And also like your body is different. Like, oh my God, I used to love Outback Steakhouse cheese fries.
Oh my God.
And I've like dreamt about them for years, even though I hadn't been in years. Like I was just like, well, whenever I go to Outback Steakhouse, the cheese fries will be amazing. And then, I don't know, 6 months ago, I was in Burbank and there was like nothing open at 10 p.m. besides an Outback Steakhouse. And I was like, perfect.
Yeah, and you can have your moment.
Dude, those fries were disgusting. They're so gross. And I was like, dang, this was like my favorite food when I was 17.
That is a really funny way of looking at it. I like this a lot. Are there any other ghosty things you want to talk about before we move on to?
There is like one other thing that I was like, okay, now this is ghosty, which is when in high school, we, a couple of my friends went to, we were like purposefully like trolling around for like mischief, and mm-hmm. a couple of people in the car, and we went to a cemetery. And like we're slowly driving by gravestones, and someone had heard a game of like you put on the static on your radio, and then like you talk like, are there any ghosts? Are there any ghosts? And then the static will like jump if there's a yes, you know, like an audible Ouija board.
Yeah.
We were doing that game and we were just like goofing and like nothing was happening. And then we got to one gravestone and weirdly, one of the people in the car was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like right then. And we were like, why? And he was like, I don't know. I just got freaked out. We got to go home. And we're like, okay, let's just ask this last gravestone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was on the totally static channel. No one was touching the dial. We're like, hello, is there a ghost here? And then we were like, okay, just last chance. Is there a ghost? And then my friend, I don't know, just being like a goof, was like, are you mad? And then the radio turned to like blaring gospel music on its own. And then she literally was like, ah! We all screamed. We all screamed like babies. And then she like just like peeled out of the.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that story. That's amazing.
That's a fun one. You can do that anywhere.
Wow. A Ouija board in your car. Go to your local cemetery, everybody. Wow. This is a fun game that I am terrified of, but I love. Would you ever do that again?
Oh my God. Yeah.
That's so crazy. Wow. I wonder if it was, what's up with the gospel? Was that just coincidence or was this a religious ghost that was like, don't fuck with death, you stupid kids?
That would kind of be my guess, would be like, don't life and death.
Yeah. Also, everybody hates teenagers. It is the universal.
Even world. Ghosts hate teenagers.
Even ghosts hate teenagers. And you know what? That's okay. Alice, this has been amazing. I love your stories. Where can people find you all over the internet and plug anything you would like to plug?
Yes, perfect. Okay, so you can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at astanjr, A-S-T-A-N-J-R. And when you can also listen to the podcast that I've been writing and producing called Say More. It comes out, I think, this July. And you can also watch my work on Barbie animated series, such as Barbie Dreamhouse Mysteries and Barbie Dream Vacation and Barbie Camp Sister Switch.
Wait, you write for a Barbie cartoon?
Yes, I write for Barbara Roberts, the icon.
This is amazing.
Yes.
That is a really, really fun job.
Oh my gosh, it's like a blast. It's an absolute blast. This is on the Barbie YouTube page.
Okay, amazing. I love it. That is so wonderful. Well, thank you so much for doing the podcast. It was great to meet you, Alice.
Yes, it was great to meet you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts. It helps people find it. And as great, it also helps me survive another day in this hard world. If you want to throw me a follow, I'm at Emily MC Winter on Instagram and Twitter.
Have a great day!